News, opinion, and a little irreverence from both sides of the 49th parallel. This is American Uck Radio with Mike Phillip.
Welcome back to American Uck Radio. It's Rock Friday. Well, it's going to be a different kind of a Rock Friday today. It's going to be music kind of mixed in with the news. And, yeah, the surprise edition is Sarah Nichols just put into the chat room. And if I sound like I'm a little bit scrambled here, I am. And if it sounds like I'm chewing on something, I am, because I love blackberries. I do. It's a thing. And I just had a huge, I mean, I'm talking a huge amount of food just show up at our house. Like more than, I've been handing it out to the neighbors. I've been giving it to people in the church. My freezer is so full of meat. We've got more coming on Saturday. It's all perfectly fine. And I'll tell you what. Living for God, you will never be sorry. If you know the one that I know, things will happen. And the program that this young guy in the church signed up for, to allow us to do this. He goes on Saturday, he's going to a Costco. See, the government puts all these dates on things, and it has to keep coming, and they have to throw it out. So tons and tons and tons and tons of perfectly fine food goes to the landfill. I've probably got about 100 pounds of boxed plastic-wrapped baby potatoes sitting in my living room right now. Blackberries, tomatoes, chicken. It's just crazy. It's just crazy. So he applied for this program 3 years ago. And it just kicked in. Right when food prices started going up. Right when, you know what I mean? And so there was a provision made for us. And, you know, there's going to be people out there that need people like us when things start going sideways. You know what I'm saying?
Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. When the shit hits the fan and this apocalypse finally happens, I'm probably not lasting 3 weeks out there. It's just not in the cards for me. I'm far too coddled. I can't even sleep at night without two blankets, three fans, a white noise machine, and an IV drip of melatonin. You really think I'm going to be able to go camping for the rest of my life? Plus, I'm allergic to everything, especially outdoors.
Yeah.
Trees, mold, pollen, manual labor.
I
ate a cashew the other day. I was on the toilet for 4 hours.
You're
you really
right.
Think I'm going to be foraging for berries out there when society collapses? Not happening, my guy. Plus, what do I bring to the table
in
a group survivorship situation? You know, sarcasm, a deep knowledge of anime lore, a preternatural understanding of fantasy football strategy? Not an ideal skill set. Not an ideal skill set at all. So if the apocalypse happens, you need to find me and you need to protect me at all costs.
I don't think you'll even last long enough for anybody to find you. Let's launch this edition of Rock
Friday. Program, please stand by.
There needs to be some common sense. injected into the
slave. Control me, come control me. I want to be your slave.
And now, here's your host of Americanuck Radio, Mike Phillips.
Do you think it's time to start vaccinating fur farm animals against COVID? Well, Finland does. Yeah, they're not finished. Finland is set to vaccinate fur farm animals against COVID-19. And the beautiful thing about that is if they drop dead from any kind of an adverse vaccine reaction, you can still make a coat out of them. The Finnish Breeders Association, or FIFR, will start vaccinating mink against coronavirus in the coming weeks after receiving a conditional license by the Finnish Food Authority, or the FFA, which means something totally different here. The Finnish fur industry will be the first EU operator to vaccinate animals against the coronavirus. FIFR CEO Margetira said in a statement, Furcovac. The vaccine in question was developed by a research team at the University of Helsinki and tested at a fur farm in Canis Central, Ostrobotnia. It has been classed as an experimental vaccine and has been granted a conditional license, but not a trade permit. We had a, it was kind of an illegal fur farm thing going. We were claiming it was mink, but it was actually weasels. It was a thriving industry in Alberta from about 1940 to 1982. But, you know, it turned into a fun thing for the kids. And, you know, we had one day a year where you would stomp weasels, right? We called it Weasel Stomping Day. It was like Christmas.
Is filled with joy and cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day? Weasel Stomping Day. All the little girls and boys love that wonderful crunching noise.
You'll know what this day's about
when you stomp a weasel's guts right out. So come along and have a laugh. Whee! Snap their weaselly spines in half. Crushing weasels beneath their feet.
Why we do it, who can say?
But it's such a festive holiday, so let the stomping fun begin. Bash their weaselly skulls right in. It's tradition that makes it okay. Hey everyone, it's Weasel Stomping.
We'll have some fun on Weasel Stomping.
Put down your gun, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Hip hip hooray, it's Weasel Stomping Day.
Weasel Stomping Day.
The Purple Child in Time on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
having a rough time. He was having a rough time there towards the end, wasn't he? But you know who else is having a worse time? Gladys Berejiklian. Gladys Berejiklian. 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 I think that's it. Well, okay, so you remember her. She was the PM of Australia. Not anymore, and she was just going to take over the world. You remember that?
I'm a bit tired of hearing people saying, I don't know how to do my job properly. And I think that's really mean. I remember being criticised. Just remind everybody how criticised I was. That's not acceptable. I hope everybody likes staying at home because we are going to go into lockdown forever. Nobody from New South Wales is going anywhere. We will have 2 million police officers standing at the corner of every street to monitor every single citizen. We're really watching very closely. I hope this really will be devastating. We don't like to be heavy-handed, but what we need to say today now is that if you leave home, we will give you a death sentence. Please know that you will be shot in the face, and I hope it's painful. You are required to obey what we say when we say it, and if you don't, you can prepare to die. I've said from the outset, I don't care about your life and the life of those around you. I don't really give a shit. The government is now about to announce what we call the final solution. We are inspired by history and realise we can very easily permanently get rid of anybody thinking illegal thoughts. We aim to have absolutely zero freedom. Follow the rules or else you'll never be seen again. If you think you can live freely under our very strict and harsh regime, I have news for you. If you even consider breaking the rules, I will personally stab you in the head and rip your guts out. We have 24 hours surveillance of every single person in the community. We want to cause anguish, hurt and suffering to as many citizens as possible. Every day at 11 o'clock, every citizen in this state must listen to me. This is the Fourth Reich, and I will make sure that I never, ever, ever give up power till the day I die.
She, sounds pretty confident there. Now, I mean, that was an obvious mashup, right? But the things that she has been involved with, with Australia and everything, it pays to remember that the people around you are not on your side. Okay, they'll eat each other. Well, with her eyes red and teary after a night spent obviously crying, New South Wales controversial Liberal Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced her resignation due to her entanglement in an investigation by the Independent Commission Against Corruption related to a close personal relationship Berejiklian had with a local MP who was forced to resign over his own alleged misdeeds. So this ends the second longest tenure by a Liberal Premier in New South Wales, Australia's most populous state, ahead of an expected public hearing by the Commission Against Corruption, which also took down her alleged ex-boy toy, former New South Wales MP or Member of Parliament, Daryl Maguire. The hearings are part of Operation Keppel, an investigation that initially targeted said boy toy, Smutty, a former state MP who was busted for using his position to profit in business. No kidding. No kidding. With her gone, New South Wales will get its fourth premier in a decade, but in the meantime, Sydney has been left essentially leaderless as it faces the transition back to normally. Normality. Do you think they'll lift the lockdowns? I doubt it. Some rejoiced at the news of her resignation given her status in the pandemic. Robert David on Twitter said good riddance to another corrupt politician. And goes on from there. Current Affair magazine is even mocking her. This is not a good-looking woman. Okay?
This is a very, well, she's not a good-looking woman at all. And so, like I said, she looked like she'd been crying all night. And, well, you do what you do, and it all comes back on you at some point. It always does. It always will. Might take some time.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm here to make a public statement and won't be taking any questions. I've had to make an extremely difficult decision overnight, but one which I feel obliged to do because of the love and respect I have for the people of New South Wales and the high regard which I have for the Office of Premier. I was advised late yesterday afternoon the Independent Commission Against Corruption will today release a public statement in which it will state it is investigating allegations made about me concerning matters relating to the former member for Wagga Wagga. As it is clear from the ICAC statement, the issues which it is investigating are historic matters that have already been the subject of numerous attacks on me by political opponents in the last 12 months. Many of the matters were the subject of questions I was asked by the opposition while appearing before an Estimates Committee hearing early this year.
Yep. That's just it. I say we send her, I say we give her a heartfelt American Oc Radio send-off, shall we? I think it's only appropriate in this situation. Goodbye. I'm going to go to a commercial break after the sports goodbye song. For Gladys Parker. Well, it really is too bad. Poor Gladys Berkenrode. But she got in a very smutty scandal, and, well, she wanted that position of power. But what you have to realize, Gladys, is that there's always somebody gunning for you. You cause pain, it comes back on you. Commercials for our sponsors at Mojo 5.0 and WBM 324. We'll be right back after this.
Recently discovered in a small subsection of the Green New Deal, the United States Air Force is moving away from conventional explosive ordnance.
Being considered to replace these terrible weapons are more ecologically friendly weapons, such as cat coolers, to be used like anvils in a Wile E. Coyote cartoon.
Recently declassified audio from deep inside Cheyenne Mountain.
Tenterville, come quick. The Chinese have taken over the island beachhead. What should we do?
Release the cat coolers!
The first cat cooler dropped, activated a volcano on impact. The cooler still has ice in it and was used as a life raft by 26 island refugees.
China has signaled their unconditional surrender, and it is anticipated that the cat cooler will never again be used in such a destructive way.
What? China surrendered, G.I. Joe! No more drop a cat cooler!
No coolers were harmed in the making of this ad, but the island is a total loss. Cat coolers does not recommend dropping coolers from planes, but the video is really cool, and it's still illegal to smuggle
cat coolers. Catcoolers.com.
G'day, mates. Tech Roo here on location in Australia in search of a rare and elusive wild hare. Most think you would find him when the sun don't shine, but we would find him right here in this primitive Aboriginal outback. I would never consider an excursion like this without my Patriot Supply survivor gear in my pouch. No, not that pouch. I don't have a pouch. In my backpack. Besides the four-week emergency food supply kit that's back at home from preparewithmojo50.com, I've got an emergency blanket, my one-size-fits-all poncho, my snake bite kit, and my Alexa Pure Survival Spring Straw. Crikey, there's the wild hare now. Ain't he a beaut?
What's up, Dad?
Find some great deals at preparewithmojo50.com.
December 16th, 1773. And now, what really happened at the Boston Tea Party?
What are they doing?
They're throwing all the king's tea and coffee in the harbor to protest taxation without representation.
Do you think we should stop them? I really like my car.
Come on, it's not American Pride Roasters.
Yeah, that would be a trebuchet mockery.
American Pride Roasters, the choice coffee of real American patrons for over 250 years.
That's right. Get yours today at AmericanPrideRoasters.com. That's AmericanPrideRoasters.com.
And cut.
I don't think APR has been around quite that long, guys.
Oh, well, but what we do know for sure is that no APR coffee was thrown into the Boston Harbor in 1773.
So therefore, using transitive properties, since they didn't throw any in the harbor, clearly they liked it best.
At Romika Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romika Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logo designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romika Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romikadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and would be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romikadesigns.com, or visit us on the web at romikadesigns.com.
Hi, this is Rhea from Sunday Long Live Radio. Do you like chill-out music? Maybe you want some background music on when friends around, or you're just having a barbecue, or you're just working and you want something chilled on in the background, we play Beach Bar Latin Lounge 24/7. Get the Caribbean beach feeling without going anywhere. Check out WBN324.com. When you get there, click WBN324 Chill Out FM. Relax and enjoy. I'll see you Sunday.
American Uck Radio.
I would say the world's most underrated radio shows. American Uck Radio. This guy, Mike Phillip, is brilliant. I listen to him every day. Love your show. I really do. I'm a huge fan. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
American Uck Radio.
Welcome back to American Uck Radio. So yesterday was the first national holiday in Canada for truth and reconciliation. That's right. Truth and reconciliation over the government of Canada officially recognizes that they committed genocide against Indian kids. There's a huge amount of kids buried across the prairies, and they were taken from their moms and dads, and they were put in these residential schools with the Catholic Church, the United Church of Canada, the RCMP gathered them up. And see, this all came out a long time ago, and we were covering it, and it just kept coming out and kept coming out. They had a missing and murdered women inquisition in Canada. Native women go missing and murdered all the time in Canada and some parts of the United States, too. And there was a lot of criticism of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau because on the first day commemorating a genocide against children and First Nations people, he decided to go surfing. That's right. Him and his family packed up, got in a government jet and flew to Tofino. Yes, that's right, Tofino, beautiful place in British Columbia, because, you know, when you're commemorating mass murder, you go surfing. And he put out an official statement on it yesterday, and I thought I would grab some appropriate bed music to read his official statement. I'm going to read it like him, okay? Like he's talking. Let's get the bed music going.
Today, I invite everyone across the country to recognize and observe the first National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It's a day to reflect on the painful and lasting impacts of residential schools in Canada and to honor survivors, their families, and their communities. It's also a day to remember that many children who never returned home, and an opportunity for us all to learn more and to affirm the need for reconciliation and commit ourselves to the work ahead. The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation recognizes that at least 150,000,
that's more like 500,000,
Indigenous children from across the country were forcibly separated from their families and their communities. Children were brought to residential schools where too many experienced sexual abuse and torture and murder. Yes. And so I decided to go surfing today. They were removed from their culture and languages and traditions. This federal day builds on the momentum of Orange T-Shirt Day, which was inspired by the story of Phyllis Webstad and chosen by Indigenous peoples to remember the legacy of residential schools and promote the path of reconciliation. The National Day for Truth and Reconciliation was established through legislation passed earlier this spring.
That's right. That's right. When you're commemorating the killing of children by Canada, well, it's a good time to go surfing. A lot of Native groups were really upset because they had invited him to come and speak at events. I don't know why everybody's so outraged that he packed up and went surfing. I mean, we already had the election, right? If the election had been tomorrow, you can bet that he would have been at some burial ground on his knees apologizing and crying and with a teddy bear. Looking at the American Hawk Radio chat, has there ever been any recognition of Kevin Annette's work in the indigenous community? I've never seen any. Well, not officially, but it was Kevin Annette that got the Harper administration to apologize for the whole thing in the first place by pressuring the churches to admit that what they did. And that was only after they destroyed Kevin's life. He lost his job. He lost his family. He was beaten up by the Vancouver police. He was, he lost everything. But it just made him go harder, you know? He kept going. And so there you go. It's a great time to go surfing if you killed kids in Canada. Canada has a lot of bodies under the floorboard. Let's just put it that way. A lot of them. And the world just has no idea. Canada has it's had a very successful branding campaign. But make no mistake about it. It's not what you think. It's not what you think. Let's do some Tommy James and the Shondells. My baby does the hanky panky.
My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line.
Yeah.
You know I saw her for a little time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. My baby does a hanky panky.
So Tommy James and the Shondells, My Baby Does the Hanky Panky. I'm just going to leave that right there. Kind of a weird Rock Friday today, is it not? Are you not entertained? In excess, new sensation on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday from the Kick LP, after which Michael Hutchins made $10 billion, married a supermodel, and killed himself. New sensation. If you're not feeling good, you're having a hard time breathing, turns out there's this weird sickness going around out there. Boy, you just need some horse paste, that's all.
New from Rodico, horse paste. Save yourself from the most deadly pandemic in history with Rodico's fantastic horse paste. Ward off the illness and keep a fine sheen on your mane at the same time without any side effects. But don't take my word for it. So, Frank, how many months have you been on Rodico's horse paste? Ha ha ha! Fantastic!
This treatment is highly recommended by an anonymous doctor that is unable to fully endorse and recommend this idea because of legal complications.
You know, it does seem like this whole thing is the wheels are falling off of it. And the numbers have never jived. The treatments have been debated and argued over, and a lot of them suppressed. A lot of people have argued. And now Pfizer has come out with its own ivermectin, which people are calling Pfizermectin. And I think a lot of people are going to go to jail. It's a race right now. It really is. It's a race because neither side can lose because these people want total world domination. And the rest of the planet doesn't want to be dominated except for the people that are scared of everything. Scared people are the most dangerous people of all. I got a little bit of audio here of Rand Paul confronting the health secretary in the U.S., and this is actually pretty funny. It really encapsulates how stupid all of this is. It's a bad lie. I'm
familiar with an Israeli study that had 2.5 million patients and found that the vaccinated group was actually seven times more likely to get infected with COVID than the people who had gotten COVID naturally.
Senator, I'd have to get back to you on that one. I'm not familiar with that study.
Well, you think you might want to be if you're going to travel the country insulting the millions of Americans, including NBA star Jonathan Isaac, who have had COVID, recovered, look at a study with 2.5 million people and say, well, you know what? It looks like my immunity is as good as the vaccine or not. And in a free country, maybe I ought to be able to make that decision. Instead, you've chosen to travel the country calling people like Jonathan Isaac and others, myself included, flat earthers. We find that very insulting, goes against the science. Are you a doctor or a medical doctor?
I've worked over 30 years on health policy.
You're not a medical doctor. You have a science degree. And yet you travel the country calling people flat earthers who have had COVID, looked at studies of millions of people, and made their own personal decision that their immunity they naturally acquired is sufficient. But you presume somehow to tell over 100 million Americans who have survived COVID that we have no right to determine our own medical care. You alone are on high, and you've made these decisions, a lawyer with no scientific background, no medical degree. This is an arrogance coupled with an authoritarianism that is unseemly and un-American. You, sir, are the one ignoring the science. The vast preponderance of scientific studies, dozens and dozens, show robust, long-lasting immunity after COVID infection. Even the CDC does not recommend measles vaccine if you have measles immunity. The same was true for smallpox. But you ignore history and science to shame the flat earthers, as you call them. You should be ashamed of yourself and apologize to the American people for being dishonest about naturally acquired immunity.
I would get a tetanus shot. I would. And you know what? I know people that have gotten the vaccine. I do. And like I said before, we got this weird situation where people that are vaccinated don't want unvaccinated people near them. You got people that are unvaccinated that don't want vaccinated people near them. The Xs and the Zers hate the Hims and the Herms. And the women and men hate each other. Not here, but, straights and gays and trans. And then don't get me started on the red states and the blue states. Oh, yeah. And then Alberta and Saskatchewan and most of BC want to cut ties with Canada. What a big division that's going on right now. I love it. I do. You know what we need to play for this, just this time? Donovan. Season of the Witch. It's a really cool song, and I think it encapsulates where we're at. And then we're going into a top of the hour news break for Mojo 5-0, WBN 324. And so we'll probably end up with this song, The Time Signatures Jive. Donovan, it must be the Season of the Witch on American Rock Radio's Rock Friday.
To see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's
Seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5-0.